Before we pray, let's take a moment to listen to God's word. Psalm 112:1-2 says, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed." This promise is not just for today. It is a declaration over generations. When I honor God and walk in his word, his blessing doesn't stop with me. It flows through me into my family and future generations. With that confidence in our legacy, let us pray. Father God, this morning I come before you with gratitude in my heart and purpose in my voice. I don't just wake up today for myself, I rise on behalf of my family. I rise with Psalm 112 burning in my spirit. I rise to declare that this home, this name, this bloodline shall be blessed. I rise to speak blessings that don't just settle on me for a moment, but that travel down into the generations after me. You said in your word that the one who fears the Lord and delights in his commandments is blessed, and that his seed shall be mighty on the earth. Lord, I receive that today. I stand on that today. I apply it like oil over my household, my children, my children's children, and every branch of this family tree. I don't want temporary success, Lord. I want a legacy that testifies to your goodness long after I'm gone. I want the kind of favor that shapes mindsets, that shifts atmospheres, that redefines history. I want the kind of blessing that cancels generational pain and births generational promise. So, Father, this morning I declare my household fears you, my family honors you. We will be a house that delights in your commandments, not out of duty, but out of love, not out of routine, but out of reverence. Let every word spoken in this house be seasoned with grace. Let every decision we make be filtered through your wisdom. Let every room echo with your presence. Let every heart beat with the rhythm of heaven. Let our faith not just be personal, but generational. Let it not just be practiced on Sunday, but modeled on Monday. Let our children grow up watching us worship, watching us repent, watching us give, watching us serve, watching us pray. Not because it's a show, but because it's our life. Let them be marked by the fire of faith that doesn't fade when storms come. Let our homes be filled with such peace that visitors feel your presence before they hear our words. Let our name be associated with honor, with integrity, with strength, and most of all, with you. God, I lift up every child in this family right now, whether they are in the womb, in preschool, in high school, in college, or grown and raising kids of their own. I bless them in your name. I cover them in the blood of Jesus. I speak Psalm 112 over their lives. Let them be mighty on the earth. Let them walk in purpose. Let them be leaders, not followers. Let them be filled with boldness and humility. Let them be thinkers, builders, creators, healers, teachers, preachers, and warriors in the spirit. Let them love righteousness and flee from compromise. Let them hear your voice louder than the culture. Let them know who they are and whose they are. Let the favor on their lives be so undeniable that even their enemies respect the anointing. I cancel every demonic assignment against their identity, their purity, their calling, their peace, and their destiny. Every generational curse that has tried to take root, I curse it at the root and command it to wither and die in Jesus' name. I speak wholeness over their minds, healing over their emotions, protection over their bodies, and power in their mouths. And Father, I speak this not just over my biological children, but over spiritual sons and daughters, over nieces and nephews, over every young soul connected to this family. Let them rise, let them shine, let them walk in wisdom beyond their years, let them dream without fear, let them run without stumbling, let them stand when the world tells them to sit, let them carry the torch of truth with courage and clarity, and when they fall, let them fall into grace, not shame. Let them rise again stronger, wiser, more dependent on you. Let them make mistakes but not lose faith. Let them wrestle but not walk away. Let them question but never disconnect. Let them grow in favor with both God and man. Let them be a light that doesn't dim. Let them be salt that doesn't lose its flavor. Lord, bless our finances, not just for comfort but for kingdom impact. Let there be overflow in this family. Not just enough to pay the bills, but enough to bless others, enough to break cycles of poverty, enough to fund visions, feed the hungry, build ministries, educate children, and release generosity. Let every dollar that comes into this house be used with wisdom. Let us be good stewards. Let us tithe with joy. Let us sow with expectation. Let us never chase wealth, but never walk in lack. Let wealth serve us, not control us. Let abundance be normal in this family, not just materially, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Let us walk in such peace that no amount of money can buy it and no thief can steal it. Let us be known for what we give, not just what we have. Let us be rivers, not reservoirs. Let us live open-handed, not closed-fisted. Let our hands be so blessed that we can lift others up. Let our businesses thrive. Let our investments multiply. Let doors open that no man can shut. And Lord, I pray for unity in this family. Let strife find no foothold. Let offense die before it takes root. Let bitterness dissolve. Let every misunderstanding be healed. Let every old wound be bandaged by your grace. Let reconciliation replace resentment. Let apologies come freely. Let forgiveness flow faster than anger. Let pride fall. Let love win. Let laughter return to our homes. Let long conversations replace awkward silence. Let the spirit of comparison be cast out. Let the spirit of competition be crushed. Let there be mutual honor, mutual support, mutual peace. Let the older generation speak life into the younger. Let the younger generations respect and learn from the older. Let there be honor across the table, between husbands and wives, between siblings, between parents and children. Let our homes be places where healing happens, where truth is spoken in love, and where faith is the foundation of everything we do. Father, I ask for divine health in this family. Let no disease take root here. Let no illness linger. Let no diagnosis define us. Let every cell be restored. Let every system be healed. Let every hidden condition be exposed and corrected. Let strength flood our bodies. Let energy return to our bones. Let chronic pain cease. Let sleep be sweet. Let stress melt away. Let our bodies align with your original design. I speak longevity, not just long life, but good life. I declare we will not die early. We will not bury our children. We will not live in hospitals. We will not waste years in sickness. We will live to declare the works of the Lord. We will age with grace. We will walk in strength. And even in old age, we will still bear fruit, still be strong, still speak wisdom, still shine for you. And now, Lord, I thank you, not just for what you're about to do, but for what you've already done. Thank you for the storms you brought us through. Thank you for the prayers you answered that we forgot we prayed. Thank you for every door you opened, every trap you dismantled, every miracle you sent in silence. Thank you for the people you removed for our protection. Thank you for the people you added for our blessing. Thank you for covering this family through seasons we thought would break us. Thank you for the grace we didn't deserve. Thank you for your mercy that met us every morning. Thank you for loving us on our worst days. Thank you for the cross that still covers our mess. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for hope. Thank you for giving us Psalm 112. Not just as a promise, but as a pattern. Today, I don't just pray for blessings, I pray for blessed generations. I don't just pray for protection, I pray for perpetual peace. I don't just pray for favor, I pray for family fire that never goes out. Let this prayer echo in the heavens and shake the earth. Let it pierce through every stronghold and build a new foundation. Let it be the morning that heaven records as the moment everything began to shift for my bloodline. I stand here today not just for me, but for everyone who comes after me, for everyone who shares my name, my DNA, my prayers, my vision, my faith. I declare the generation of the upright shall be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Lord, as I remain in this place of prayer, I press in even further, not just for what I can see, but for what's ahead. I pray for generations that haven't even been born yet, for great-grandchildren I may never meet, for future sons and daughters who will carry this name, this lineage, this story. Let them inherit more than wealth. Let them inherit wisdom. Let them carry more than tradition. Let them carry truth. Let my life today, my prayers, my decisions, my obedience, plant seeds of righteousness that will bear fruit for 100 years to come. Let no curse be passed down from my hands. Let no trauma be handed down through silence. Let no bitterness be inherited by those who never caused it. I pray you break every cycle that was never meant to continue. I renounce every familiar spirit, every pattern of dysfunction, every stronghold that tried to masquerade as family identity. It stops with me. It ends in this house. I will not hand sorrow to my children. I will not pass down fear. I will not transfer anxiety, insecurity, addiction, control, emotional wounds, or spiritual blindness. My ceiling will be their floor. What took me years to learn, they will walk in from birth. What I had to fight for in tears, they will carry with grace and boldness. Because your word says that the generation of the upright shall be blessed, not might be, not could be, but shall be. And I take you at your word. God, give me the wisdom to parent with purpose, to lead with love, to discipline with discernment, and to guide with grace. Let every moment of correction be rooted in compassion. Let every word spoken in this house build and not tear down. Let my family learn that strength is not cruelty, and humility is not weakness. Let us be a family that knows how to repent quickly, forgive freely, and love fiercely. Let us not pretend to be perfect. Let us be real. Let us confess when we're wrong. Let us weep together. Let us celebrate one another. Let us cover each other's flaws, not expose them for judgment. Let our family not be one that devours itself with gossip and sarcasm and passive aggression. Let us sharpen one another like iron, build each other up in faith, and fight back to back in the spirit. Let the culture outside these walls never dictate the climate inside. Let this home carry its own temperature, a holy fire of reverence, honor, joy, and expectancy. Father, I speak into every marriage in this family. Let every covenant be covered in grace. Let resentment dissolve. Let communication deepen. Let laughter return. Let unity be restored. Let spouses hold hands in prayer again. Let love bloom again. Let covenant mean more than convenience. Let sacrifice be honored. Let forgiveness be genuine. Let commitment be celebrated. And Lord, for those still believing you for godly partners, I pray you send men and women who are not just charming but anointed, not just attractive but aligned with destiny. Let unequally yoked connections fall away. Let counterfeit distractions be exposed. Let loneliness not drive people into bondage. Let waiting not feel like punishment. Let contentment increase in the meantime. And when divine alignment comes, let the relationship be blessed, protected, fruitful, and filled with holy purpose that multiplies legacy. And Lord, for the widows, for the single parents, for those who carry extra weight for their families, I pray for strength multiplied. I pray for supernatural provision, for daily encouragement, for help to arise from unexpected places. Let them feel seen, not invisible. Let them be honored, not pitied. Let the oil never run out in their house. Let the strength never dry up in their spirit. Let their children rise up and call them blessed. Let your spirit fill every room where earthly help is missing. Be the father in the absence of one. Be the counselor when there's no one else to talk to. Be the provider, the comforter, the anchor, and the defender when the world tries to forget them. They are not forgotten, they are not forsaken, they are not less than. They are blessed and covered and chosen and sustained by the Most High. God, cover our name, cover our reputation. Let us walk in integrity even when no one sees. Let our family name carry honor in the community, in the marketplace, in ministry. Let the name we bear remind people of the name we serve. Let us be known not for scandals or strife, but for wisdom, compassion, strength, and faithfulness. Let people hear our name and think of light, not darkness. Let our name not be associated with debt or disgrace or division, but with abundance, excellence, and honor. And when the world tries to speak against us, when the enemy tries to slander what you are building, let Psalm 112 defend us. Let our righteousness endure forever. Let our good works speak louder than gossip. Let our consistency crush every lie. Let the legacy we leave preach louder than anything we say. And now, Father, I ask you to help us steward this favor well. Don't just bless us. Teach us how to handle the blessing. Teach us how to manage abundance with humility. Teach us how to carry influence without arrogance. Teach us how to rest in success without forgetting who gave it. Let us never become careless in comfort. Let us never turn inward with what was meant to be given away. Let us never worship what you gave more than we worship you. Keep us humble. Keep us hungry. Keep us faithful. Keep us grounded. Because we don't want a blessing that robs us of our fire. We don't want elevation if it removes our dependence. We don't want status if it kills our gratitude. We want whatever brings you glory, nothing more, nothing less. And if that means you strip us sometimes to remind us of our source, we'll praise you even there. If that means you take us through process to prepare us for promise, we won't resist it. Because we trust your timing, we trust your hand, and we trust that whatever you do in us will spill out into those around us. And that's the blessing we want to pass on. So I seal this prayer now, not with fear, not with begging, but with faith. Faith that Psalm 112 will not just sit on a page, but live in our homes. Faith that this family is blessed. Faith that the seed of the righteous shall be mighty. Faith that wealth and riches shall be in our house. but wisdom and peace shall rule in our hearts, faith that our light shall shine in the darkness, faith that our righteousness shall endure, faith that our name will outlive us, faith that our children will surpass us, faith that our family will glorify you in every generation. I speak that boldly, I believe it completely, and I receive it fully in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is something powerful about waking up in the morning and realizing that you're not just living for yourself. You're building something far greater, something eternal. You're building a legacy, a spiritual foundation, a covering that will stretch beyond your own lifetime. And Psalm 112 is not just a promise, it's a blueprint. It doesn't say the righteous might be blessed. It says they shall be. It doesn't say their children could be strong. It says their seed shall be mighty on the earth. That's not a vague hope. That's a declaration from heaven straight to your home. And I want you to know this morning that what you do today, how you pray, how you obey, how you lead, how you love, it matters. It echoes into your future. It speaks over your children. It guards your household. It paves roads for generations you'll never meet. You're not just making breakfast today, you're making history. You're not just praying out of routine, you're pouring oil into the bloodline. You're not just declaring promises for yourself, you're setting fire to every generational curse that tried to take your family down. Because you're a gatekeeper, you're a wall builder. You are the one that God trusted with your family's future. And Psalm 112 says that when you fear the Lord and walk in His commandments, wealth and riches shall be in your house and your righteousness shall endure forever. That means it doesn't end with you, it extends through you. It moves through your children and their children and their children. So don't underestimate what God is doing with you just because it doesn't feel big right now. It is big. It is eternal. It is royal blood work. Every act of obedience is a seed in the ground. Every moment you turn away from compromise is a foundation stone for the next generation. Every time you open your mouth and speak life into your home, into your spouse, into your kids, into your atmosphere, you're shifting the inheritance. You are choosing blessing over brokenness. You're choosing generational favor over generational bondage. You are declaring with your actions that the line has been drawn and your family will walk in the light of the Lord. And I know the enemy would love for you to believe that it's too late, that your family is too far gone, that too much damage has been done, but he is a liar. God is not finished with your family. God is not done healing the wounds, restoring the years, reviving the dreams, rebuilding the broken places. And he's going to do it through you. Yes, you. Not because you're perfect, but because you're willing. Not because you never messed up, but because you got back up. Not because you know everything, but because you said yes. Your yes is a weapon. Your yes is a gateway. Your yes is the opening heaven needed to release blessings that have been waiting to fall on your house. You are the one who breaks the cycle. You are the one who releases the promise. You are the one who says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And you're not just saying it, you're living it. You're modeling it, you're walking it out every single day, even when it's hard, even when it's slow, even when it feels unseen. And that obedience, that consistency, it's creating a foundation the next generation will be able to run on. You are laying bricks of favor, covering them in prayer, sealing them in the Word of God, and you better believe that heaven is watching, that God is keeping every record, that angels are moving at your command. And while the world tries to distract you, discourage you and drain you, the Holy Spirit is whispering, keep building, keep planting, keep speaking, keep standing. Because the blessings of Psalm 112 were made for you. Your house shall be blessed, your children shall be mighty, your home shall be filled with light, and the darkness that tried to plague your family for years will not survive this season. Why? Because you're awake now. You're aware now, you're armed now, you're walking in the fear of the Lord, you're delighting in His commandments. And because of that, your righteousness will outlive you, your obedience will outlast this decade, your worship will ripple into eternity. So lift up your head this morning, shake off the weariness, silence every lie. Don't look at the storm, look at the structure you're building, look at the seed you're watering, look at the heritage you're anchoring in heaven. You are blessed, you are chosen, you are covered. And so is your family. Now go into this day with authority. Speak Psalm 112 over every room. Bless your children before they leave. anoint your doorway, declare that favor will follow you and fruit will remain. You're not just surviving. You're stewarding a blessing that was written in heaven and assigned to your family name. And today, it's activated. Now walk in it. Before we pray, let's take a moment to listen to God's word. Psalm 112:1-2 says, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed." This promise is not just for today. It is a declaration over generations. When I honor God and walk in his word, his blessing doesn't stop with me. It flows through me into my family and future generations. With that confidence in our legacy, let us pray. Father God, this morning I come before you with gratitude in my heart and purpose in my voice. I don't just wake up today for myself, I rise on behalf of my family. I rise with Psalm 112 burning in my spirit. I rise to declare that this home, this name, this bloodline shall be blessed. I rise to speak blessings that don't just settle on me for a moment, but that travel down into the generations after me. You said in your word that the one who fears the Lord and delights in his commandments is blessed, and that his seed shall be mighty on the earth. Lord, I receive that today. I stand on that today. I apply it like oil over my household, my children, my children's children, and every branch of this family tree. I don't want temporary success, Lord. I want a legacy that testifies to your goodness long after I'm gone. I want the kind of favor that shapes mindsets, that shifts atmospheres, that redefines history. I want the kind of blessing that cancels generational pain and births generational promise. So, Father, this morning I declare, my household fears you, my family honors you. We will be a house that delights in your commandments. Not out of duty, but out of love. Not out of routine, but out of reverence. Let every word spoken in this house be seasoned with grace. Let every decision we make be filtered through your wisdom. Let every room echo with your presence. Let every heart beat with the rhythm of heaven. Let our faith not just be personal, but generational. Let it not just be practiced on Sunday, but modeled on Monday. Let our children grow up watching us worship, watching us repent, watching us give, watching us serve, watching us pray. Not because it's a show, but because it's our life. Let them be marked by the fire of faith that doesn't fade when storms come. Let our homes be filled with such peace that visitors feel your presence before they hear our words. Let our name be associated with honor, with integrity, with strength, and most of all, with you. God, I lift up every child in this family right now, whether they are in the womb, in preschool, in high school, in college, or grown and raising kids of their own. I bless them in your name. I cover them in the blood of Jesus. I speak Psalm 112 over their lives. Let them be mighty on the earth. Let them walk in purpose. Let them be leaders, not followers. Let them be filled with boldness and humility. Let them be thinkers, builders, creators, healers, teachers, preachers, and warriors in the spirit. Let them love righteousness and flee from compromise. Let them hear your voice louder than the culture. Let them know who they are and whose they are. Let the favor on their lives be so undeniable that even their enemies respect the anointing. I cancel every demonic assignment against their identity, their purity, their calling, their peace, and their destiny. Every generational curse that has tried to take root, I curse it at the root and command it to wither and die in Jesus' name. I speak wholeness over their minds, healing over their emotions, protection over their bodies, and power in their mouths. And Father, I speak this not just over my biological children, but over spiritual sons and daughters, over nieces and nephews, over every young soul connected to this family. Let them rise. Let them shine. Let them walk in wisdom beyond their years. Let them dream without fear. Let them run without stumbling. Let them stand when the world tells them to sit. Let them carry the torch of truth with courage and clarity. And when they fall, let them fall into grace, not shame. Let them rise again, stronger, wiser, more dependent on you. Let them make mistakes, but not lose faith. Let them wrestle, but not walk away. Let them question, but never disconnect. Let them grow in favor with both God and man. Let them be a light that doesn't dim. Let them be salt that doesn't lose its flavor. Lord, bless our finances, not just for comfort, but for kingdom impact. Let there be overflow in this family. not just enough to pay the bills, but enough to bless others, enough to break cycles of poverty, enough to fund visions, feed the hungry, build ministries, educate children, and release generosity. Let every dollar that comes into this house be used with wisdom. Let us be good stewards. Let us tithe with joy. Let us sow with expectation. Let us never chase wealth, but never walk in lack. Let wealth serve us, not control us. Let abundance be normal in this family, not just materially, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Let us walk in such peace that no amount of money can buy it and no thief can steal it. Let us be known for what we give, not just what we have. Let us be rivers, not reservoirs. Let us live open-handed, not closed-fisted. Let our hands be so blessed that we can lift others up. Let our businesses thrive. Let our investments multiply. Let doors open that no man can shut. And Lord, I pray for unity in this family. Let strife find no foothold. Let offense die before it takes root. Let bitterness dissolve. Let every misunderstanding be healed. Let every old wound be bandaged by your grace. Let reconciliation replace resentment. Let apologies come freely. Let forgiveness flow faster than anger. Let pride fall. Let love win. Let laughter return to our homes. Let long conversations replace awkward silence. Let the spirit of comparison be cast out. Let the spirit of competition be crushed. Let there be mutual honor, mutual support, mutual peace. Let the older generation speak life into the younger. Let the younger generations respect and learn from the older. Let there be honor across the table between husbands and wives, between siblings, between parents and children. Let our homes be places where healing happens, where truth is spoken in love, and where faith is the foundation of everything we do. Father, I ask for divine health in this family. Let no disease take root here. Let no illness linger. Let no diagnosis define us. Let every cell be restored. Let every system be healed. Let every hidden condition be exposed and corrected. Let strength flood our bodies. Let energy return to our bones. Let chronic pain cease. Let sleep be sweet. Let stress melt away. Let our bodies align with your original design. I speak longevity, not just long life, but good life. I declare we will not die early. We will not bury our children. We will not live in hospitals. We will not waste years in sickness. We will live to declare the works of the Lord. We will age with grace. We will walk in strength. And even in old age, we will still bear fruit, still be strong, still speak wisdom, still shine for you. And now, Lord, I thank you, not just for what you're about to do, but for what you've already done. Thank you for the storms you brought us through. Thank you for the prayers you answered that we forgot we prayed. Thank you for every door you opened, every trap you dismantled, every miracle you sent in silence. Thank you for the people you removed for our protection. Thank you for the people you added for our blessing. Thank you for covering this family through seasons we thought would break us. Thank you for the grace we didn't deserve. Thank you for your mercy that met us every morning. Thank you for loving us on our worst days. Thank you for the cross that still covers our mess. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for hope. Thank you for giving us Psalm 112, not just as a promise, but as a pattern. Today, I don't just pray for blessings, I pray for blessed generations. I don't just pray for protection, I pray for perpetual peace. I don't just pray for favor, I pray for family fire that never goes out. Let this prayer echo in the heavens and shake the earth. Let it pierce through every stronghold and build a new foundation. Let it be the morning that heaven records as the moment everything began to shift for my bloodline. I stand here today not just for me, but for everyone who comes after me, for everyone who shares my name, my DNA, my prayers, my vision, my faith. I declare the generation of the upright shall be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Lord, as I remain in this place of prayer, I press in even further, not just for what I can see, but for what's ahead. I pray for generations that haven't even been born yet, for great-grandchildren I may never meet, for future sons and daughters who will carry this name, this lineage, this story. Let them inherit more than wealth. Let them inherit wisdom. Let them carry more than tradition. Let them carry truth. Let my life today, my prayers, my decisions, my obedience, plant seeds of righteousness that will bear fruit for 100 years to come. Let no curse be passed down from my hands. Let no trauma be handed down through silence. Let no bitterness be inherited by those who never caused it. I pray you break every cycle that was never meant to continue. I renounce every familiar spirit, every pattern of dysfunction, every stronghold that tried to masquerade as family identity. It stops with me. It ends in this house. I will not hand sorrow to my children. I will not pass down fear. I will not transfer anxiety, insecurity, addiction, control, emotional wounds, or spiritual blindness. My ceiling will be their floor. What took me years to learn, they will walk in from birth. What I had to fight for in tears, they will carry with grace and boldness. Because your word says that the generation of the upright shall be blessed, not might be, not could be, but shall be. And I take you at your word. God, give me the wisdom to parent with purpose, to lead with love, to discipline with discernment, and to guide with grace. Let every moment of correction be rooted in compassion. Let every word spoken in this house build and not tear down. Let my family learn that strength is not cruelty, and humility is not weakness. Let us be a family that knows how to repent quickly, forgive freely, and love fiercely. Let us not pretend to be perfect. Let us be real. Let us confess when we're wrong. Let us weep together. Let us celebrate one another. Let us cover each other's flaws, not expose them for judgment. Let our family not be one that devours itself with gossip and sarcasm and passive aggression. Let us sharpen one another like iron, build each other up in faith, and fight back to back in the spirit. Let the culture outside these walls never dictate the climate inside. Let this home carry its own temperature, a holy fire of reverence, honor, joy, and expectancy. Father, I speak into every marriage in this family. Let every covenant be covered in grace. Let resentment dissolve. Let communication deepen. Let laughter return. Let unity be restored. Let spouses hold hands in prayer again. Let love bloom again. Let covenant mean more than convenience. Let sacrifice be honored. Let forgiveness be genuine. Let commitment be celebrated. And Lord, for those still believing you for godly partners, I pray you send men and women who are not just charming but anointed, not just attractive but aligned with destiny. Let unequally yoked connections fall away. Let counterfeit distractions be exposed. Let loneliness not drive people into bondage. Let waiting not feel like punishment. Let contentment increase in the meantime. And when divine alignment comes, let the relationship be blessed, protected, fruitful, and filled with holy purpose that multiplies legacy. And Lord, for the widows, for the single parents, for those who carry extra weight for their families, I pray for strength multiplied. I pray for supernatural provision, for daily encouragement, for help to arise from unexpected places. Let them feel seen, not invisible. Let them be honored, not pitied. Let the oil never run out in their house. Let the strength never dry up in their spirit. Let their children rise up and call them blessed. Let your spirit fill every room where earthly help is missing. Be the father in the absence of one. Be the counselor when there's no one else to talk to. Be the provider, the comforter, the anchor, and the defender when the world tries to forget them. They are not forgotten, they are not forsaken, they are not less than. They are blessed and covered and chosen and sustained by the Most High. God, cover our name, cover our reputation. Let us walk in integrity even when no one sees. Let our family name carry honor in the community, in the marketplace, in ministry. Let the name we bear remind people of the name we serve. Let us be known not for scandals or strife, but for wisdom, compassion, strength, and faithfulness. Let people hear our name and think of light, not darkness. Let our name not be associated with debt or disgrace or division, but with abundance, excellence, and honor. And when the world tries to speak against us, when the enemy tries to slander what you are building, let Psalm 112 defend us. Let our righteousness endure forever. Let our good works speak louder than gossip. Let our consistency crush every lie. Let the legacy we leave preach louder than anything we say. And now, Father, I ask you to help us steward this favor well. Don't just bless us. Teach us how to handle the blessing. Teach us how to manage abundance with humility. Teach us how to carry influence without arrogance. Teach us how to rest in success without forgetting who gave it. Let us never become careless in comfort. Let us never turn inward with what was meant to be given away. Let us never worship what you gave more than we worship you. Keep us humble. Keep us hungry. Keep us faithful. Keep us grounded. Because we don't want a blessing that robs us of our fire. We don't want elevation if it removes our dependence. We don't want status if it kills our gratitude. We want whatever brings you glory, nothing more, nothing less. And if that means you strip us sometimes to remind us of our source, we'll praise you even there. If that means you take us through process to prepare us for promise, we won't resist it. Because we trust your timing. We trust your hand. And we trust that whatever you do in us will spill out into those around us. And that's the blessing we want to pass on. So I seal this prayer now, not with fear, not with begging, but with faith. Faith that Psalm 112 will not just sit on a page, but live in our homes. Faith that this family is blessed. Faith that the seed of the righteous shall be mighty. Faith that wealth and riches shall be in our house, but wisdom and peace shall rule in our hearts. Faith that our light shall shine in the darkness. Faith that our righteousness shall endure. Faith that our name will outlive us. Faith that our children will surpass us. Faith that our family will glorify you in every generation. I speak that boldly. I believe it completely, and I receive it fully in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is something powerful about waking up in the morning and realizing that you're not just living for yourself. You're building something far greater, something eternal. You're building a legacy, a spiritual foundation, a covering that will stretch beyond your own lifetime. And Psalm 112 is not just a promise, it's a blueprint. It doesn't say the righteous might be blessed. It says they shall be. It doesn't say their children could be strong. It says their seed shall be mighty on the earth. That's not a vague hope. That's a declaration from heaven straight to your home. And I want you to know this morning that what you do today, how you pray, how you obey, how you lead, how you love, it matters. It echoes into your future. It speaks over your children. It guards your household. It paves roads for generations you'll never meet. You're not just making breakfast today, you're making history. You're not just praying out of routine, you're pouring oil into the bloodline. You're not just declaring promises for yourself, you're setting fire to every generational curse that tried to take your family down. Because you're a gatekeeper, you're a wall builder. You are the one that God trusted with your family's future. And Psalm 112 says that when you fear the Lord and walk in His commandments, wealth and riches shall be in your house and your righteousness shall endure forever. That means it doesn't end with you, it extends through you. It moves through your children and their children and their children. So don't underestimate what God is doing with you just because it doesn't feel big right now. It is big. It is eternal. It is royal blood work. Every act of obedience is a seed in the ground. Every moment you turn away from compromise is a foundation stone for the next generation. Every time you open your mouth and speak life into your home, into your spouse, into your kids, into your atmosphere, you're shifting the inheritance. You are choosing blessing over brokenness. You're choosing generational favor over generational bondage. You are declaring with your actions that the line has been drawn and your family will walk in the light of the Lord. And I know the enemy would love for you to believe that it's too late, that your family is too far gone, that too much damage has been done, but he is a liar. God is not finished with your family. God is not done healing the wounds, restoring the years, reviving the dreams, rebuilding the broken places. And he's going to do it through you. Yes, you. Not because you're perfect, but because you're willing. Not because you never messed up, but because you got back up. Not because you know everything, but because you said yes. Your yes is a weapon. Your yes is a gateway. Your yes is the opening heaven needed to release blessings that have been waiting to fall on your house. You are the one who breaks the cycle. You are the one who releases the promise. You are the one who says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And you're not just saying it, you're living it. You're modeling it, you're walking it out every single day, even when it's hard, even when it's slow, even when it feels unseen. And that obedience, that consistency, it's creating a foundation the next generation will be able to run on. You are laying bricks of favor, covering them in prayer, sealing them in the Word of God, and you better believe that heaven is watching, that God is keeping every record, that angels are moving at your command. And while the world tries to distract you, discourage you and drain you, the Holy Spirit is whispering, keep building, keep planting, keep speaking, keep standing. Because the blessings of Psalm 112 were made for you. Your house shall be blessed. Your children shall be mighty. Your home shall be filled with light. And the darkness that tried to plague your family for years will not survive this season. Why? Because you're awake now. You're aware now. You're armed now. You're walking in the fear of the Lord. You're delighting in His commandments. And because of that, your righteousness will outlive you. Your obedience will outlast this decade. Your worship will ripple into eternity. So lift up your head this morning. Shake off the weariness. Silence every lie. Don't look at the storm. Look at the structure you're building. Look at the seed you're watering. Look at the heritage you're anchoring in heaven. You are blessed. You are chosen. You are covered. And so is your family. Now go into this day with authority. Speak Psalm 112 over every room. Bless your children before they leave. Anoint your doorway. Declare that favor will follow you and fruit will remain. You're not just surviving. You're stewarding a blessing that was written in heaven and assigned to your family name. And today, it's activated. Now walk in it. Before we pray, let's take a moment to listen to God's word. Psalm 112:1-2 says, Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. This promise is not just for today. It is a declaration over generations. When I honor God and walk in His Word, His blessing doesn't stop with me. It flows through me into my family and future generations. With that confidence in our legacy, let us pray. Father God, this morning I come before You with gratitude in my heart and purpose in my voice. I don't just wake up today for myself. I rise on behalf of my family. I rise with Psalm 112 burning in my spirit. I rise to declare that this home, this name, this bloodline shall be blessed. I rise to speak blessings that don't just settle on me for a moment, but that travel down into the generations after me. You said in your word that the one who fears the Lord and delights in his commandments is blessed, and that his seed shall be mighty on the earth. Lord, I receive that today. I stand on that today. I apply it like oil over my household, my children, my children's children, and every branch of this family tree. I don't want temporary success, Lord. I want a legacy that testifies to your goodness long after I'm gone. I want the kind of favor that shapes mindsets, that shifts atmospheres, that redefines history. I want the kind of blessing that cancels generational pain and births generational promise. So, Father, this morning I declare my household fears you, my family honors you. We will be a house that delights in your commandments. Not out of duty, but out of love. Not out of routine, but out of reverence. Let every word spoken in this house be seasoned with grace. Let every decision we make be filtered through your wisdom. Let every room echo with your presence. Let every heart beat with the rhythm of heaven. Let our faith not just be personal, but generational. Let it not just be practiced on Sunday, but modeled on Monday. Let our children grow up watching us worship, watching us repent, watching us give, watching us serve, watching us pray. Not because it's a show, but because it's our life. Let them be marked by the fire of faith that doesn't fade when storms come. Let our homes be filled with such peace that visitors feel your presence before they hear our words. Let our name be associated with honor, with integrity, with strength, and most of all, with you. God, I lift up every child in this family right now, whether they are in the womb, in preschool, in high school, in college, or grown and raising kids of their own. I bless them in your name. I cover them in the blood of Jesus. I speak Psalm 112 over their lives. Let them be mighty on the earth. Let them walk in purpose. Let them be leaders, not followers. Let them be filled with boldness and humility. Let them be thinkers, builders, creators, healers, teachers, preachers, and warriors in the spirit. Let them love righteousness and flee from compromise. Let them hear your voice louder than the culture. Let them know who they are and whose they are. Let the favor on their lives be so undeniable that even their enemies respect the anointing. I cancel every demonic assignment against their identity, their purity, their calling, their peace, and their destiny. Every generational curse that has tried to take root, I curse it at the root and command it to wither and die in Jesus' name. I speak wholeness over their minds, healing over their emotions, protection over their bodies, and power in their mouths. And Father, I speak this not just over my biological children, but over spiritual sons and daughters, over nieces and nephews, over every young soul connected to this family. Let them rise. Let them shine. Let them walk in wisdom beyond their years. Let them dream without fear. Let them run without stumbling. Let them stand when the world tells them to sit. Let them carry the torch of truth with courage and clarity. And when they fall, let them fall into grace, not shame. Let them rise again stronger, wiser, more dependent on you. Let them make mistakes but not lose faith. Let them wrestle, but not walk away. Let them question, but never disconnect. Let them grow in favor with both God and man. Let them be a light that doesn't dim. Let them be salt that doesn't lose its flavor. Lord, bless our finances, not just for comfort, but for kingdom impact. Let there be overflow in this family, not just enough to pay the bills, but enough to bless others, enough to break cycles of poverty, enough to fund visions, feed the hungry, build ministries, educate children, and release generosity. Let every dollar that comes into this house be used with wisdom. Let us be good stewards. Let us tithe with joy. Let us sow with expectation. Let us never chase wealth, but never walk in lack. Let wealth serve us, not control us. Let abundance be normal in this family, not just materially, but spiritually, emotionally, mentally. Let us walk in such peace that no amount of money can buy it and no thief can steal it. Let us be known for what we give, not just what we have. Let us be rivers, not reservoirs. Let us live open-handed, not closed-fisted. Let our hands be so blessed that we can lift others up. Let our businesses thrive. Let our investments multiply. Let doors open that no man can shut. And Lord, I pray for unity in this family. Let strife find no foothold. Let offense die before it takes root. Let bitterness dissolve. Let every misunderstanding be healed. Let every old wound be bandaged by your grace. Let reconciliation replace resentment. Let apologies come freely. Let forgiveness flow faster than anger. Let pride fall. Let love win. Let laughter return to our homes. Let long conversations replace awkward silence. Let the spirit of comparison be cast out. Let the spirit of competition be crushed. Let there be mutual honor, mutual support, mutual peace. Let the older generation speak life into the younger. Let the younger generations respect and learn from the older. Let there be honor across the table between husbands and wives, between siblings, between parents and children. Let our homes be places where healing happens, where truth is spoken in love, and where faith is the foundation of everything we do. Father, I ask for divine health in this family. Let no disease take root here. Let no illness linger. Let no diagnosis define us. Let every cell be restored. Let every system be healed. Let every hidden condition be exposed and corrected. Let strength flood our bodies. Let energy return to our bones. Let chronic pain cease. Let sleep be sweet. Let stress melt away. Let our bodies align with your original design. I speak longevity, not just long life, but good life. I declare we will not die early. We will not bury our children. We will not live in hospitals. We will not waste years in sickness. We will live to declare the works of the Lord. We will age with grace. We will walk in strength. And even in old age, we will still bear fruit, still be strong, still speak wisdom, still shine for you. And now, Lord, I thank you, not just for what you're about to do, but for what you've already done. Thank you for the storms you brought us through. Thank you for the prayers you answered that we forgot we prayed. Thank you for every door you opened, every trap you dismantled, every miracle you sent in silence. Thank you for the people you removed for our protection. Thank you for the people you added for our blessing. Thank you for covering this family through seasons we thought would break us. Thank you for the grace we didn't deserve. Thank you for your mercy that met us every morning. Thank you for loving us on our worst days. Thank you for the cross that still covers our mess. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for hope. Thank you for giving us Psalm 112, not just as a promise, but as a pattern. Today, I don't just pray for blessings. I pray for blessed generations. I don't just pray for protection. I pray for perpetual peace. I don't just pray for favor. I pray for family fire that never goes out. Let this prayer echo in the heavens and shake the earth. Let it pierce through every stronghold and build a new foundation. Let it be the morning that heaven records as the moment everything began to shift for my bloodline. I stand here today not just for me, but for everyone who comes after me, for everyone who shares my name, my DNA, my prayers, my vision, my faith. I declare the generation of the upright shall be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Lord, as I remain in this place of prayer, I press in even further, not just for what I can see, but for what's ahead. I pray for generations that haven't even been born yet, for great-grandchildren I may never meet, for future sons and daughters who will carry this name, this lineage, this story. Let them inherit more than wealth. Let them inherit wisdom. Let them carry more than tradition. Let them carry truth. Let my life today, my prayers, my decisions, my obedience, plant seeds of righteousness that will bear fruit for 100 years to come. Let no curse be passed down from my hands. Let no trauma be handed down through silence. Let no bitterness be inherited by those who never caused it. I pray you break every cycle that was never meant to continue. I renounce every familiar spirit, every pattern of dysfunction, every stronghold that tried to masquerade as family identity. It stops with me. It ends in this house. I will not hand sorrow to my children. I will not pass down fear. I will not transfer anxiety, insecurity, addiction, control, emotional wounds, or spiritual blindness. My ceiling will be their floor. What took me years to learn, they will walk in from birth. What I had to fight for in tears, they will carry with grace and boldness. Because your word says that the generation of the upright shall be blessed, not might be, not could be, but shall be. And I take you at your word. God, give me the wisdom to parent with purpose, to lead with love, to discipline with discernment, and to guide with grace. Let every moment of correction be rooted in compassion. Let every word spoken in this house build and not tear down. Let my family learn that strength is not cruelty, and humility is not weakness. Let us be a family that knows how to repent quickly, forgive freely, and love fiercely. Let us not pretend to be perfect. Let us be real. Let us confess when we're wrong. Let us weep together. Let us celebrate one another. Let us cover each other's flaws, not expose them for judgment. Let our family not be one that devours itself with gossip and sarcasm and passive aggression. Let us sharpen one another like iron, build each other up in faith, and fight back to back in the spirit. Let the culture outside these walls never dictate the climate inside. Let this home carry its own temperature, a holy fire of reverence, honor, joy, and expectancy. Father, I speak into every marriage in this family. Let every covenant be covered in grace. Let resentment dissolve. Let communication deepen. Let laughter return. Let unity be restored. Let spouses hold hands in prayer again. Let love bloom again. Let covenant mean more than convenience. Let sacrifice be honored. Let forgiveness be genuine. Let commitment be celebrated. And Lord, for those still believing you for godly partners, I pray you send men and women who are not just charming but anointed, not just attractive but aligned with destiny. Let unequally yoked connections fall away. Let counterfeit distractions be exposed. Let loneliness not drive people into bondage. Let waiting not feel like punishment. Let contentment increase in the meantime. And when divine alignment comes, let the relationship be blessed, protected, fruitful, and filled with holy purpose that multiplies legacy. And Lord, for the widows, for the single parents, for those who carry extra weight for their families, I pray for strength multiplied. I pray for supernatural provision, for daily encouragement, for help to arise from unexpected places. Let them feel seen, not invisible. Let them be honored, not pitied. Let the oil never run out in their house. Let the strength never dry up in their spirit. Let their children rise up and call them blessed. Let your spirit fill every room where earthly help is missing. Be the father in the absence of one. Be the counselor when there's no one else to talk to. Be the provider, the comforter, the anchor, and the defender when the world tries to forget them. They are not forgotten, they are not forsaken, they are not less than. They are blessed and covered and chosen and sustained by the Most High. God, cover our name, cover our reputation. Let us walk in integrity even when no one sees. Let our family name carry honor in the community, in the marketplace, in ministry. Let the name we bear remind people of the name we serve. Let us be known not for scandals or strife, but for wisdom, compassion, strength, and faithfulness. Let people hear our name and think of light, not darkness. Let our name not be associated with debt or disgrace or division, but with abundance, excellence, and honor. And when the world tries to speak against us, when the enemy tries to slander what you are building, let Psalm 112 defend us. Let our righteousness endure forever. Let our good works speak louder than gossip. Let our consistency crush every lie. Let the legacy we leave preach louder than anything we say. And now, Father, I ask you to help us steward this favor well. Don't just bless us. Teach us how to handle the blessing. Teach us how to manage abundance with humility. Teach us how to carry influence without arrogance. Teach us how to rest in success without forgetting who gave it. Let us never become careless in comfort. Let us never turn inward with what was meant to be given away. Let us never worship what you gave more than we worship you. Keep us humble. Keep us hungry. Keep us faithful. Keep us grounded. Because we don't want a blessing that robs us of our fire. We don't want elevation if it removes our dependence. We don't want status if it kills our gratitude. We want whatever brings you glory, nothing more, nothing less. And if that means you strip us sometimes to remind us of our source, we'll praise you even there. If that means you take us through process to prepare us for promise, we won't resist it. Because we trust your timing, we trust your hand, and we trust that whatever you do in us will spill out into those around us. And that's the blessing we want to pass on. So I seal this prayer now, not with fear, not with begging, but with faith. Faith that Psalm 112 will not just sit on a page, but live in our homes. Faith that this family is blessed. Faith that the seed of the righteous shall be mighty. Faith that wealth and riches shall be in our house, but wisdom and peace shall rule in our hearts. Faith that our light shall shine in the darkness. Faith that our righteousness shall endure. Faith that our name will outlive us. Faith that our children will surpass us. Faith that our family will glorify you in every generation. I speak that boldly, I believe it completely, and I receive it fully in the name of Jesus. Amen. There is something powerful about waking up in the morning and realizing that you're not just living for yourself. You're building something far greater, something eternal. You're building a legacy, a spiritual foundation, a covering that will stretch beyond your own lifetime. And Psalm 112 is not just a promise, it's a blueprint. It doesn't say the righteous might be blessed. It says they shall be. It doesn't say their children could be strong. It says their seed shall be mighty on the earth. That's not a vague hope. That's a declaration from heaven straight to your home. And I want you to know this morning that what you do today, how you pray, how you obey, how you lead, how you love, it matters. It echoes into your future. It speaks over your children. It guards your household. It paves roads for generations you'll never meet. You're not just making breakfast today, you're making history. You're not just praying out of routine, you're pouring oil into the bloodline. You're not just declaring promises for yourself, you're setting fire to every generational curse that tried to take your family down. Because you're a gatekeeper, you're a wall builder. You are the one that God trusted with your family's future. And Psalm 112 says that when you fear the Lord and walk in His commandments, wealth and riches shall be in your house and your righteousness shall endure forever. That means it doesn't end with you, it extends through you. It moves through your children and their children and their children. So don't underestimate what God is doing with you just because it doesn't feel big right now. It is big. It is eternal. It is royal blood work. Every act of obedience is a seed in the ground. Every moment you turn away from compromise is a foundation stone for the next generation. Every time you open your mouth and speak life into your home, into your spouse, into your kids, into your atmosphere, you're shifting the inheritance. You are choosing blessing over brokenness. You're choosing generational favor over generational bondage. You are declaring with your actions that the line has been drawn and your family will walk in the light of the Lord. And I know the enemy would love for you to believe that it's too late, that your family is too far gone, that too much damage has been done, but he is a liar. God is not finished with your family. God is not done healing the wounds, restoring the years, reviving the dreams, rebuilding the broken places. And he's going to do it through you. Yes, you. Not because you're perfect, but because you're willing. Not because you never messed up, but because you got back up. Not because you know everything, but because you said yes. Your yes is a weapon. Your yes is a gateway. Your yes is the opening heaven needed to release blessings that have been waiting to fall on your house. You are the one who breaks the cycle. You are the one who releases the promise. You are the one who says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And you're not just saying it, you're living it. You're modeling it. You're walking it out every single day, even when it's hard, even when it's slow, even when it feels unseen. And that obedience, that consistency, it's creating a foundation the next generation will be able to run on. You are laying bricks of favor, covering them in prayer, sealing them in the Word of God, and you better believe that heaven is watching, that God is keeping every record, that angels are moving at your command. And while the world tries to distract you, discourage you and drain you, the Holy Spirit is whispering, keep building, keep planting, keep speaking, keep standing. Because the blessings of Psalm 112 were made for you. Your house shall be blessed. Your children shall be mighty. Your home shall be filled with light. and the darkness that tried to plague your family for years will not survive this season. Why? Because you're awake now. You're aware now. You're armed now. You're walking in the fear of the Lord. You're delighting in His commandments. And because of that, your righteousness will outlive you. Your obedience will outlast this decade. Your worship will ripple into eternity. So lift up your head this morning. Shake off the weariness. Silence every lie. Don't look at the storm. Look at the structure you're building. Look at the seed you're watering. Look at the heritage you're anchoring in heaven. You are blessed. You are chosen. You are covered. And so is your family. Now go into this day with authority. Speak Psalm 112 over every room. Bless your children before they leave. Anoint your doorway. Declare that favor will follow you and fruit will remain. You're not just surviving. You're stewarding a blessing that was written in heaven and assigned to your family name. And today, it's activated. Now walk in it.